thank the leadership of the Congress for joining us here to discuss the testimonies delivered by General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker. For some, this isn't the first moment they've been in the White House today, and I want to thank the leaders for joining Lauren, me, and the Vice President and his wife, Lynn, as we commemorated the a day that really helped or did define our nation, which was 9/11/2001. We also had a church service earlier, and I thank the particular speaker and the leader for being there as well. Secondly, all of us around this table, you know, are saddened by the loss of Congressman Paul Gilmore. Congressman Blunt has just come from his memorial service. All of us offer our prayers to the Gilmore family during this difficult time. And finally, I've asked the leadership to come and share their thoughts about Iraq. As I mentioned, we've had a series of hearings where our commander on the ground and ambassador in Iraq have talked about a way forward. I think it's very important before I make up my mind that I consult with the leaders of the House and the Senate. I thank the members for coming to give me their honest appraisal of where they think we can find common ground or not, or how they think we ought to proceed. So thank you for coming. Appreciate you being here.